Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, welcome to Being Home with Hunker. I'm your host, Lori Gunning Grossman. In this In Case You Missed It episode, we're giving you a taste of the shows and guests we featured on the podcast in February. Nate Berkus talked about his two foundational philosophies of design. Feng Shui consultant Christina Hollinger offered helpful ideas on how to bolster family harmony in the home through Feng Shui. Amanda Pendleton, Zillow Home Trends expert, gave us an inside look at the hottest housing markets of 2023. And finally, we shared inspiring self-care tips from some of our past guests. So enjoy this recap. If you're interested in hearing the full episodes, you can find them right here on the Being Home with Hunker podcast, or visit our show notes for direct links to each episode. And now, on with the show. Celebrity interior designer and HGTV host Nate Berkus shared his two foundational philosophies that matter to him after being in the world of design for 27 years. Here's Nate.
There's two foundational things in 27 years of being in design that matter to me.
Yeah.
And I've had this philosophy since day one. One is that I think our home should tell our stories, who we've loved, where we've been, where we aspire to go, even who we've lost by the choices. They should be reflected in the choices we make in our decor. That's number one. And number two is that you cannot live well by definition without having an organized home. You can try, you can fake it. But everything is just so much harder. A last minute dinner party, getting the kids dressed and out to school, homework time, arts and crafts time, getting dressed yourself in the morning or getting packed for a trip. All of it, it takes half the time when you commit to, you know, living well through home organization. And I have always believed that. And my label maker, there was like one moment in the pandemic where like you could not get the correct labels for my label maker. And I was like, Jeremiah, I was like, what is wrong with you? I was like, despondent. I was like, he's like, you're acting like you have like a lead ball with spikes chained to your ankle. He's like, there's got to be someone that can deliver your label maker. And by the way, everything in our house is labeled. Why do you even need more tape? I was like, just in case.
Yeah, I love it.
Something should appear that needs a label that isn't.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay, crazy. I'm going to leave you to your own misery with this. But, you know, fundamentally, you have to get the basics right in order to live really beautifully. And I care deeply about living beautifully. I try to myself. I've made over thousands of people's homes. I've gotten to know them. And I know the power of design. And I know the power of organization. And it matters.
If you're a fan of feng shui, or at least curious about it, feng shui consultant Christina Hollinger made a repeat appearance on the podcast. She shared specific ideas that people can do to bolster the family area of the home to create greater harmony.
What you could do to activate the family area is really to intentionally place things that represent the wood element, because the wood element activates family. Mm-hmm. So the wood element can be represented in three different ways. You can add something that is a vertical rectangle, the shape of a vertical rectangle. So you kind of can envision a tree growing upwards. You can activate it with colors of like green, and then also wood furniture, shelving, pieces like that would be amazing in this space.
Yeah.
And I just want to add one more thing, that this area is also activated by the number three. So what I've done, here's just an example, is I've taken some family photos that are really meaningful, and I placed them in vertical rectangle frames, and I made a collage of three in that space to activate the space. And of course, always setting your intention. You know, and I set my intention that I want our roots with our immediate family and our bonds to just grow deeper as the years go on. And when I look at those photos, I know subconsciously there's something going on, but it also brings me so much joy and it uplifts me so very much. And then to actually add the wood element, we also have like a little money tree is great there because it has a wood element and it's going to really enhance stability in finances.
I was excited to talk with Amanda Pendleton because she is Zillow's home trends expert. And I knew she would have some great insight to share, especially on the hottest housing markets of 2023.
Zillow's hottest markets of 2023 are Charlotte, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Dallas, and Nashville. So these are large metro areas. They've got strong forecasted home value growth, solid economic fundamentals, relatively fast-moving housing inventory, and they've got lots of likely home buyers. So even in a slower national housing market, these are the places that are going to be more resilient. Homes are holding their value. They're selling faster, and these housing markets are going to be a little bit more stable than maybe some other parts of the country.
Okay, and so why are these cities in particular so appealing to home buyers right now?
The old adage in real estate used to be location, 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 right?
Yeah.
Well, now it's affordability, affordability, affordability. Remote work has untethered us from our offices, and that means location actually is less important. Potential home buyers are looking to these places that offer relative affordability, where they can put down roots, where they can afford a home, where they can have a high quality of life. And of course, real estate technology like 3D virtual tours and interactive floor plans are enabling them to envision their lives in these new cities and explore homes from the comfort of their living room. Now, the Midwest still offers prices that are below the national median. Sunbelt metros like Charlotte and Dallas and Nashville, they're getting more expensive, but they're still a lot cheaper compared to coastal metros like San Francisco, Seattle, New York, or Boston. And of course, they offer warmer weather and outdoor, year-round outdoor living. So that sounds pretty good right now in the middle of winter.
Finally, I wanted to share some of the ways that past guests practice self-care when at home, because I find it to be so inspiring. Here, Christopher Griffin, aka Plant Queen, shares.
I'm a big fan of routine, so I love routines. I have a very particular morning routine that includes making up my bed, drawing back curtains, making tea, doing some yoga stretches, taking a shower, listening to music. Like, that's just like clockwork for me when I wake up. And then, you know, other days it's, you know, creating boundaries and saying no to things, being like, I don't want to, being very decisive and intentional about where I put my energy is definitely a method of self-care. But then there's moments where I can't really care for myself. And I think we all, as humans, go through those moments where we can't water ourselves. And so I also have a very supportive network of given family and chosen family that I can like rely on for community care and that I can look to be like, hey, I need some help. Like I can't do this for myself today. And so, yeah, I've also, you know, been very intentional about building those relationships with folks and, you know, having it be a two-way street. There are moments where my friends can't care for themselves or my family can't care for themselves. So I show up for them and then they do that for me.
And there you have it, a recap of the podcast and guests we had on the show in February. For more information about all these episodes and our guests, visit our show notes. Thanks for listening. Thank you for listening to Being Home with Hunker. For more information about this episode or others, visit hunker.com/podcast. And if you don't already, please follow our show. If you like what you hear, be sure to give us a 5-star rating and review and share it with your friends. It really does help. Being Home with Hunker is produced by me, Lori Gunning Grossman. Eve Epstein is our executive producer. The podcast is recorded and mixed at Night Shift Audio. Theme music by Jonathan Grossman. Special thanks to our team at Hunker, senior designer Maury Men, and director of audience development, Gina Goff. Hunker's mission is to inspire and empower you to create a space that expresses who you are, shows off your unique style, and makes your life happier and more productive.